So basics, right? We're about to get to Parshas.
No, let's go back to Parshas Bereishis for a second. First pasuk everyone knows is Bereishit, Bara Elokim, et Hashamayim v'ta'aretz. Rashi starts his commentary, and who does he quote?
Rabbi Yitzchak.
Rabbi Yitzchak. Who's Rabbi Yitzchak? Good. Most people say it's his dad. Okay, the Taz says it's his dad. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, which is interesting. What's interesting is because there's a machlokas whether he was this big Talmud Chacham or he's not a big Talmud Chacham. And is he just giving him cover to start off his commentary that way? Okay, so first of all, just an interesting historical fact that's a machlokas whether it was him or not. Let's assume, like the Taz, that it was. Rabbi Yitzchak. What is Rabbi Yitzchak's thesis here? Rabbi Yitzchak says what? Why are we starting with Bereishit? Why are we starting with Bereishit? What should we start with?
The first mitzvah.
Chodesh Zelachem, Shmot Yudbet. What does Rabbi Yitzchak answer? Rabbi Yitzchak answers, Koach Ma'asav Yigila Amo. That what? That if, since God created the world, and if the nations come and say, hey, you know, you guys are a bunch of thieves. So then, they knew about Nikki Haley before she resigned. They knew about her. And we'll have a good representative, and they'll open up the Bible, the Bereishit one, and say, look, God gave us the land. Right? That's how we've learned Rashi before. So let's understand it more in depth. There's a Havamina and a Maskana here, right? So the question is, what's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? Was the Havamina wrong? The Havamina was that we should start the Torah with mitzvos. Why would I think that? Why should I think that? Because maybe the Torah is a book of law, Torah, teaching. And therefore, it's a book of mitzvos. It's not just of thoughts and stories. You know, we're not just into story time. I'm having discussions with a lot of my Talmidim, correctfully so, that the way to help be an ambassador towards Hashem is to love them, to respect people. And if you know me a little bit, I totally agree with that approach. What one of my Talmidim said is the Ahava approach. At the same time, I told him just the Ahava, just like doing whatever you want, is anarchy. And we also have that the year up part. So what you would say is, how do we start? What should we start the Torah with? We should start the Torah with laws. The Torah is a book of laws. Mitzvos. You can't just do whatever you want and say, I feel religious, but I don't daven at all. You know, I'm a good person, but I don't daven at all. Because if defining what good is philosophically might actually be faulty in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that by you not davening, you're actually a selfish person because of what you could have done. So actually you're not as moral as you thought you were. So on one level, Torah has to have mitzvos. And therefore, I should start with mitzvos. Okay. Sounds like a good habamim. No? Sounds pretty good. So why was Rabbi Yitzchak wrong? Or was he wrong? Was he wrong? Maybe he wasn't wrong. Maybe he wasn't wrong, right? We're thinking like a Gemara, right? This is an introduction. You're thinking like a Gemara, which is we're trying to figure out the assumptions of his Havamina. And maybe there are multiple assumptions, and maybe not all the assumptions are wrong. And maybe the Maskana is that some of your assumptions are wrong and some of them are right. Everyone with me? So I just described one way to assume the Havamina, that it's a book of mitzvos. There might be even another way to describe the Havamina. The Ramban himself, when he quotes Rashi, says, what are you talking about? Yesh l'sholba. After quoting the Ramban here says, after quoting Rashi, he says, Kit sorech gadol. There's a tremendous sorech. La'tchila Torah b'breishit bara Elokim. What are you talking about? There's a big need. Why? Kihu shorish ha'emuna. It's the shorish of emuna. Usheinu ma'amin bazef. You don't have this foundational belief. V'choshev sha'olam kadmon. That the world has no creator. It's just here. Hu kofer bi'karvein lo Torah kol. So first of all, he says, what are you talking about? There's a fundamental need. Now what's he saying there also? Within that question, what's he saying? We had said the Torah should be mitzvos, and that should be number one. Because that's what Torah Mitzvot is. First of all, therefore, what's the tzorech to even start by Bereishit? So the first thing is he attacks, there is a tzorech. Why is there a tzorech? Because, just like we had in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, if I don't know that there's a melech, so you can do all these mitzvahs in the world, what are you doing? You know, who are you serving? So he says, of course, that it, what he says is, it's true. The Torah might be mitzvos, but there is a tzorech. Meaning, so he's not totally throwing out the havamina. It could still very be true, but there is a tzorech because without the briyat ha'olam, there is no Rosh Hashanah to be able to get the Yom Kippur. Right? There is no kabbalat o'malchut shamayim. What are you doing kabbalat ha'mitzvah? Good. So what's his answer, the Ramban? Hatshuva. Within the understanding of the Havamina, according to the Ramban explains, is that the truth is, of course there's a need for Bereishit. But how the Ramban explains the Havamina, at least, I'm going to explain it differently also, but how the Ramban explains the Havamina, is that I don't need all these psukim in Bereishit, and the Dora Marvel in this week's parasha. And because you read the psukim, it's very esoteric, a lot of these things. Like, what exactly is going on? Do they really believe that they're going to rebel against God? They're going to build this tower and just go to God? And if you don't understand, you'd have to read a lot of Mefarshim. And the Ramban says, if the whole point is just belief, the only person who's really going to get that deep, deep belief is a person, what he calls is the Yodea. A person who's going to spend 10 years in yeshiva. You know, people that are going to be Rosh Yeshiva, Mikubal. He says, if the whole purpose is just the belief, great, I agree with that. Ramban says, in the Havamina Rabbi Yitzchak, you're 100% correct. So start with Matan Torah. Because there, what does it say about that Sereta Dibro? Sheshit Yamim, Asah Hashem, Et HaShemayim Ve'et HaAretz. That'll give me the spark notes. The concept of spark notes in it. That's like the basic beliefs. That's fine. And then you start already with the mitzvos. This whole idea, so that's one way to understand the Havamina according to the Ramban. The Ramban's saying, it's a book of mitzvos. 100% there's a need for emuna, but I can get that already from what? I can get that from starting from Matan Torah. However, one could say differently, which is that the Havamina is, it's a book of mitzvos. So one could say, the maskana is, it's not a book of mitzvos. It's not, right? You're wrong. We shouldn't start that way. It's a little tough to say that because one of the major things that we have is halacha. A lot of times we start with our kids teaching Vayikra. So I would suggest that the maskana is not totally rejecting the Havamina. In Achinami, Rabbi Yitzchak, you're correct. It is a book of mitzvos. But however, what the Torah is saying, what Rabbi Yitzchak is teaching us, if I would start with mitzvos, I would actually, there would be something lacking in my mitzvos. In my mitzvah observance, if I didn't have a sefer Bereishit, the whole concept of what it means to be a shomer mitzvos would be, there would be something chaser in my perspective, in my fulfillment of the mitzvos. Everyone see what I'm saying? And that's what you have to figure out within these details also. On a general level, on a specific level, he says, Koach Masavi Gidamo, Eretz Yisrael. He says, if I would just have mitzvos, and we see this now in Gullus, people who don't have Eretz Yisrael as part of their central, part of their identity, there is a certain lacking. They don't understand. So how many people think they're 100% lecharachila, there's nothing wrong in their lives, within their shmiras mitzvos, and they're not, and Eretz Yisrael is not part of that equation. It's not a crazy thing. It is crazy. It's sick. It's literally sick. Galut is a punishment. Now you have to live your life lechachila. Not everyone. There are extenuating circumstances. But as a tfisa, as an understanding, what is? So that's one way to understand Rashi. So meaning, the literally, which is to know what is galut, what's geula, what's the makom of Am Yisrael and mitzvos. That how many people throughout Jewish history have understood that Montreal is the place of Yerushalayim, right? They don't say Montreal, but they've said it in Poland, they've said it in Germany, they've said it many places that this is our Yerushalayim. Nothing's lacking. So that's one specific way. I think in a more general way, is all of Sefer Bereishit, as we will learn from the Ramban, is Maaseh Avot Siman Labanim. All of Maaseh Bereishit is Derech Haaretz Kadma LaTorah, which means we learn from all the stories that we're going to have to be a real Shomer Mitzvos. You cannot understand it without these stories, without our Avos, without having the matriarchs and the patriarchs. You cannot really be a full Shomer Torah Mitzvos. And without these stories, and I think if you have this in your frame of when you're learning Sefer Bereishit now, which is the best Hashkaf, you know, Tanakh is a tremendous Hashkaf for Sefer. If you have that, it will frame your observance in Mitzvos. Because this is going to help you. What the Torah is saying, without this, I'm lacking in my Mitzvos. Again, one could say, it's only Bereishit, and you have the whole Sefer, so that's why I'm explaining to you. As the Ramban says, Maisa Avos Siman, but it's not just a Siman, it's a creation. It's being able to be able within our DNA to understand how we have to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvos. Good? So that's the idea of the Havamim Maskana, thinking when you're learning over there. Now, I was learning with Andrew, that's why I was a little late. He said maybe it should be the opposite. It's an interesting thing to think about, which is, why not first give all the details and afterwards wrap it up with all the stories? It's an interesting question that way. Part of what I told him is that a lot of times I think you would get lost in the details also, but I think the question is a fair question. Something to think about. I'm not sure I have a better answer than what I just said. But I think this message is very important. It's definitely predicated. If you haven't done the Hakadama of the Netziv, he's going to say this also. The idea of, we learn what it means to be a Yashar. Today we're going to talk about Tzadik, Noach bin Tzadik. We're going to learn about Yashrut from our Avos. These are all things that we would not know maybe if we just say, check the box or tick the box of what, you know, to do good things. The Avos and this creation helps us understand the full picture. Everyone with me? Let's get to work on the Makaros. Yeah, please.
What is the order of honor? If you expect to learn the whole Torah, it's not going to be in the package anyway.
Say it one more time, I'm sorry?
If you're going to expect to learn the whole Torah anyway, what is the order of honor if you're going to learn as a package anyway?
So it's a question that we're going to deal with today in Dvarim also. And at the same time, we believe that the Torah is done in a way that there's an order that teaches certain things are out of order for a reason also. But there's a Seder. There's a Seder in Avodas Yom Kippur, and there's a Seder in the Torah of telling us certain messages of why is something before the other things, etc. Good? Everyone, let's get to work.